From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast, where we bring you the forecast and look ahead a full week. I've got Joseph Dames, our weekend meteorologist. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. What month is it?
It is April.
Okay, just double checking because the temperatures are going to be a little bit warmer.
Yeah, it's going to feel a little bit later in the spring, even almost summer-like. It is Monday, April 13th. Just want to throw that in there. And yeah, we've just been seeing some glorious weather. We came off of Easter Sunday with a beautiful afternoon. I don't think anybody could have asked for better weather on that holiday.
It was just wonderful, yeah. Temperatures, I think, for the most part, up and down the Willamette Valley, were in the mid-60s. I think we topped off at 66 degrees in Portland, so above-average day, really a few clouds in the sky. A little breezy for some locations, but other than that, I mean, it was just a nice spring day.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of folks got out and got for a walk and had some Easter egg hunts in the backyard, maybe some barbecuing. Yeah. Hopefully folks are able to have some fun with, you know, everything and all these orders to stay at home. We're still able to enjoy the sunshine a little bit at least. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah. You're right. It's a good time to barbecue. I haven't been.
I just bought and put together a brand new barbecue and it's been fantastic so far.
Nice. Yeah, that would be nice.
All right, well, let's talk about this week ahead. I mean, it's going to be pretty similar to the week we just had. Mm-hmm. A lot of sunshine, drier than normal still, and temperatures even climbing and staying above normal. There are a couple days here where we do have the 70s back in the forecast.
Yeah, we hit 3 days last week in the 70s, which Wednesday and Thursday, I think we knew was going to hit 70 plus, but Friday we even tagged a little 70 degree day in the forecast. So that was kind of a nice addition. So we had 3 days already where we've hit the 70s.
Very cool. Yeah, I remember I forecast in the upper 60s. So we managed to hit the 70s again for day three of this year.
Day three.
Well, I'm saying as we hit Wednesday and Thursday, we could see a couple more. No, sorry, Thursday, Friday. Couple more days here in the 70s, so that'll be day five.
And just a reminder, that's like June weather, so even late 60s, like something that we have going on this week, like for today's forecast, this Monday, I think we have upper 60s. You have like 67, 68 today?
Yep. Yeah, so the upper 60s, about mid-60s, Monday through Wednesday this week, which is still above normal, and pretty pleasant too. You know, that's t-shirt weather.
It is, yeah. Mornings have been like a little chilly, maybe a sweatshirt, but like afternoon, it's t-shirts and yeah, you get away with sandals and stuff.
Talk about those temperature swings, almost like a 30 degree temperature swing from the morning to the afternoon at this point in the year. So yeah, in the morning, you'll need maybe a thicker jacket. We'll see another morning heading into Tuesday in the upper 30s for some, likely low 40s for most. But another chilly morning ahead as we keep those clouds out and, again, we cool down. So a lot of good calm and clear weather ahead until we hit midweek. We're expecting a little bit of cooling, still seeing the mid-60s, but there is a disturbance that will slowly drop down and bring a chance for a little bit of moisture. I mean, most forecasts that I was looking at didn't show too much rain. It'd be sprinkles, if anything, in Portland. And I'm thinking mostly in the foothills is where we'll get some rain.
Yeah, and it looks like it'll be gone pretty quick, too. So I think if we have anything going on, it'll probably be dry by the afternoon. So
yeah, so
really not much to count on.
Not much.
We could use the rain.
We could. The last update for our drought in Oregon was back on the 7th. So it's been a few days. I'm sure they'll come out with an update here soon, maybe this afternoon. Drought.gov, the portal there that tracks all of drought across the U.S. But Oregon, as of last week, about 86% of the state was at some level of drought. And I think it's a bit concerning as we approach fire season. I know we are going to have a few more interviews with folks who are professionals and in some of our local fire agencies, so we can share some more of that here moving forward. But I think it is a bit of a concern. We have a full another week where we're not going to see much rain here. So, yeah, it's something to keep our eyes on.
Yeah, when we don't see rain for a week, and it's going to be, what, probably 10-plus days now if we don't see anything on Wednesday, that sets us behind really quick this time of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, it could push us back a good quarter to a half of an inch, so it's just, we need something, and it's just not here. And so hopefully, I think people are enjoying the weather right now, but hopefully next week we see a shift in the pattern, and maybe we'll have
more
rain.
Yeah, a little bit of a silver lining. You know, we get to enjoy the dry weather and barbecuing, walks outside, and the nice sunshine, but we are missing a lot of rain. So on Wednesday, chance for a sprinkle. I'm thinking we'll mainly stay dry. A few more clouds around, though. It'll be noticeably cloudier. But by Thursday and Friday, back to sunshine, and then that's when our temperatures climb again, likely in the mid to low 70s. So more warming. More June-like temperatures to end the week. And then we hit the weekend, and we may see some larger-scale pattern changes there, too. And that's going to be this ridge that has been in place, this high-pressure ridge in the atmosphere has just been very persistent and almost blocking any large systems that we would get into the region. So that shifts a little bit, breaks down just slightly. So we may introduce more storm systems back into the region, but right now it still looks fairly dry. So still going with not much rain in the forecast moving forward.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have been doing whatever they can outside. I know there's only limited things you can do, but this week is going to just be the continuation of that. So if you're enjoying it, yeah, this is a good week. Hopefully we do get that switch up by the weekend. And I was going back and looking at a tally of all the 70-degree temperatures that we've had over the last decade in April. Mm-hmm. So for the most part, it seems like April usually sees at least one 70-degree day. There's a couple of years that we didn't. I think the most recent was 2017 or 16.
So but 2017 was a little cooler, you're saying, for April?
No 70-degree days. And so far, we've had three this year. I know 2015, we had six. But the crazy part about it, Kelly, was when I was going back and looking through all the 70-degree days in April, there was many years where we had 80-degree temperatures in April.
Oh, wow. And,
like 2018, we had 2 days where we were in the 80s for April. And then there's a couple other years. I think 2015, we had like three or four in the 80s. Like one of them was like even 86, 87. So it was like, I thought 75 was pushing the limit, but apparently you can hit 80s frequently in April as well.
Rare, but not unseen. So, we're about halfway through the month. So, you know, we continue to warm on average moving forward. So we'll see if we get any 80s this year.
Yeah.
I did see that 2013 through 2016 saw a bunch of 70-degree days. That was kind of a stretch of some warmer temperatures in April for us.
Yeah. Hmm. So, I don't know. I was getting pretty excited when we saw 70 degrees this year, just forgetting all the other times that we've done it in April. So, but we'll get it probably Thursday and Friday, as you mentioned. This
week. Yeah. Yeah. Thursday, Friday, the warmest days this week, likely. I believe it was Friday that was the warmest on my seven-day.
I think so.
So, I mean, a lot of these days will be sunny. I think the middle of the week here on Wednesday, a little cooler to start and a little misty, possibly, for the coast. And then also in the valley, a chance for some light sprinkles. But overall, if you're expecting a nice washout or, you know, enough to break out the rain gear, we likely won't get that this week.
Yeah.
So more of a tank top and sunglasses type of week.
Yeah, it was. And I'll tell you, just this weekend just a state over, like there was snow in the higher elevations of Idaho, there was snow in Montana down to the surface this past weekend. So we were really close to colder air in action, but we just, that high pressure is really kicking in for us. So nothing going on for us in Washington and Oregon, but just a state over, it's been pretty busy.
Yeah, and it looks like we'll keep it that way for this week. I do want to touch on air quality. I did notice this morning there were some spots that were in the unhealthy category, more towards Scappoose. So I'm not sure if that was due to maybe a local fire or, you know, some sort of instance or situation that maybe had a fire or anything. But in Portland, it did look a bit hazy this morning, and we dropped to the moderate category, which is still safe for folks to go outside. But interesting to watch when we get these big, strong ridges of high pressure that are persistent. There's little mixing in our air column, very light winds. So, I mean, in cases like this, we do watch air quality to see if it drops a little. And right now, it looks okay. okay, but something to keep our minds on moving forward when we get these patterns of these big blocking ridges in place.
Yeah, talk about just air quality being an issue, allergies being an issue, just like a power keg of like all the things that will just really mess with your sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, we had a small fire in Longview that was, the wind was running out of the north, so it was blowing smoke down towards areas like Scappoose and Portland,
yeah.
But I'm not sure of the impact on that as far as the air quality goes. Might have had some issues.
Yeah, that could be a good guess to why the air quality up there maybe lower this morning. But yeah, we'll keep watching that. And again, this week, keep the sunglasses handy. Maybe a tank top on one of the days, end of the week there where we hit the 70s. So it should be a nice week ahead, likely little rainfall and not much need for a rain jacket. But again, thanks for tuning in to this Your Weather Week podcast. We'll catch you again in the next one.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.